Continue our shurim ha'otzot chayim. We are now on Shal Rachav Aleiah Perkes, on the last perik of Shal Rachav Aleiah. But since we went very quickly over the end part, I want to go back where it starts on Perik Zayin. V'hine nisbar le'el kilei lukachas o ichad the keser shela. Hope everybody has it. That's on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph in the original edition of Otzot Chaim. And in the Matuk Midrash edition is Tav Ayin Aleph, the last paragraph, and Tav Ayin Aleph, last paragraph. Hine, Zvay Le'el, Kilei Lo Kachas, O Echad Le'Keser Shalom, Me'achasadim De'ima. So we know, we learned early on in, in the parak, and actually in this parak, and Tafnun Tes, in this Madura, we learn how the Ksorim are of Rachel and Leah are distributed and form and received from the from Yesod the Ima. That means the Chasadim and Gvuos are going to go via Zah into Rachel and Leah in order to create the Ksorim, amongst other parts. But what's going to happen is that there's going to be three parts of this Chasadim. One part is going to be given for the keser of Leah. Ki lei lo kachas o ichad le keser shela mechasodim de ima. Aber Rachel lo kachas shnei oilas. She's going to take two oilas. Two oilas from this chasodim, the chasodim comes down through the kav, which is the yesod of ima, which deposits a chesed into the das dezah, into the Tiferes Dezah, and into the Yesod Dezah. Those are the three areas. The Das Dezah is where the Chesed is going to go from the Das Dezah into making the Keser of Leah. And then the two Cholokim of the Ksorim are going to go down into the Tiferes and the Yesod Dezah in order to make the two Cholokim, the Keser of Leah, of Rachel. ולכן מאור אחד יוצץ ללאה נעשה תמוז נוקווה בישה. So the oil which is coming out from Leah, that's going to make נוקווה בישה, right? לישנה בישה, the evil נוקווה הנקרא סעץ. Se'et. That's part of the three different lashonis we're talking about in the parshas of Tzoras. We have Se'et, Sefachas, and Baheres. Right? Those are the three different Lashonis. So he's explaining why three different Lashonis. Because from the Keser of, well, for, I should say the potential, the Chasadim coming out from Ima, going to the Das Dezah, coming out, which are aimed to go and create the Keser of Leah, that's chapped by the Chitzonim, which creates a new Nukva called Nukva Bisha. That is the Tzoras that spoke about in the Torah, which is called Se'es. That's Se'es.
This is a weaker, or is this a, what is it,
Torah? The Shefa that was supposed to create the Keser of Leah is now being chab by Chitzonim and now creating a new Nukva.
But it's much on the same Madriga.
Yeah.
It's not weaker.
No.
Even though
it's right there, it's up and down.
No, even it's taking away. Oh, with it, it's only as it commands as it were a marshal. It's only a chelik of what was, as opposed to being mamish the same.
No, I don't understand. It's the same substance. It's a chasodim.
I know, but when you take away from something,
what do you mean taking away from what? What are you taking from what? What are you referring to?
When you, normally.
What's happening? The Chitzonim are chapping the Shefa. That's all that's happening. The Chitzonim are chapping the Shefa. Leah was supposed to be the recipient of the Shefa, but she is being deprived now, right? Because this person has done an Aveira. And therefore, the Shefa was supposed to be allocated to Leah, now is going to be re-diverted, and the Chitzonim are going to chap it, and that's going to form now a new Nukva, which is called Nukva Bisha.
I understand that, but this second Nukva,
yeah,
is, what you call it, 100% the same,
yeah,
as the first Nukva,
yeah,
as the Isha.
Yeah, it's the same.
Not just a carbon copy, which is on the Lower Madriga.
No. Shehi Tmuas Ashes Shehi Nukva, because we know that Leah is Ashes Zah. She's the wife of Zah. And you've turned the letters around of Ashes. Right, so that you change that, she's the Ashes, she becomes the new Ashes of Zaki Vyoch, right? And that's the Loshon Se'es. That's where the Loshon of the Torah comes from. So that's the sort of Se'es is Se'es. Right. Vigam also Vigam Nikra Se'es Loshon Sius. She lemal bemoko marosh. So another pshat in what's why the Torah calls it se'es loshen nesius. It's loshen elevated, because remember this shepherd's coming from the das, and the das is a loshen which is a high area. That's the loshen nesius. Now, what about the other two lishonis in the Torah? Safachas and Baheres. About safachas, where does those lishonis come from? Safachas and Baheres nasim tmuras. Those are dedicated. The Torah is giving you a code to tell you those two, the original area from which they come from, are from the Tiferes Dezah and the Yesod Dezah, which go out to make officially the Kes of the Rochel. Again, right, because of this person said Loshon Hara, he did a Neveira, so the Shefa, which is allocated for the Kes of the Rochel, they now become again a Nukva Bisha, a new entity called Nukva Bisha, instead of Rachel chapping the Shefa.
Sorry, these are the Agav, or it's sometimes the Avera, this is created, yeah, but it's not Pshat, whoever the Avera was able to do that.
Again, sorry,
this Avera which helps create
Loshon Hara, yeah.
Okay, right, Loshon Hara. The person who spoke Loshon Hara wasn't trying to create a Nukva Bisha.
No, of course not.
Right.
He wasn't trying to speak Loshon Hara either. He was probably thinking that he was doing a great mitzvah. Yeah, whatever the case is. Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, point though, it's
a direct action of your.
Yeah, but it's shunted to that side.
Yeah.
Rather than that's what he's aiming for.
Yeah. Now. Now this shefa which is coming out is remuzim. It's a remez to the losh, the adnus. Shehu shem nukva, right? Nukva we know is always represented by the shame of adnus, and the nukva that we're talking about here, we're talking about Rachel and Leah, which they were supposed to be the recipient of the shefa. Kenoda sheh osei alokhim achitzonim. As we spoke out, the chitzon and chapping the shefa, which were allocated for to make these two nukvas, keniska. Hine baheres hu miloi adnus. Remember, baheres is the shefa which was supposed to originally supposed to go to Rachel, became a baheres. Now that is represented by the miloi of adnus. Now miloi means the aleph is aleph lamed pei. A dalit of adnus is dalit lametav, the nun in nun vav nun, and the yud vav dalit. So that's the milu spelling out the name. That is tav resh ayin aleph. The gematria of 671. Ubehese oisus pshutos shehem adnus. If you take away the main element of that miloi, which is aleph dalit nun yud, which is 671, which is Tav'a, the gematria of the Miloi, minus the Iker, which is the Sholosh of the name, 65, Yisharu Oisius, Shu Tumus Adnus, sorry, skipped that, Yisharu Oisius, a Miloi, Shem Gematria, Tur Verus. So you take that, again, 671, minus the 65, which is Adnus, you're left with the word Tor or Rus, which is 606. Ve'az nasim baheres. That's good for the gematria of
immaculate
with the kole. So baheres 605 with the kole will come out to baheres. Okay, so that's the keshe between adnus and the baheres. So pachas hu tmuros adnus be'adbash. Okay, so you have to take the adbash. Who? It's not the gematria of tacham. Taf Kuf Ches Mem, it's not the Gematria, but it's just the Atbash, it's a mistake. There's a different Gersi here. Shuhu Taf Kuf Chaf Mem Gematria, and that Taf Kuf Chaf Taf Kuf Ches Mem Gematria Sapachas. That's 548 with the Kol as well.
What's the
Taut? It's not Gematria twice, you're right. Shuhu Gematria Taf Kuf Chaf Mem Gematria Taf, it's just one Gematria. Now the Se'es. Now what about Se'es? How is that Makusha with this this Indian of Adnus? Se'es, you're going to have to add another Tesethus, which is Kel Aleph Lamed, which is 31. So Se'es who Kel Pashu Ve'Adnus Bimuloi. So you're going to have to add the Kel over here. Lifi, why are you adding Kel? Lifi Shehi Se'es. Remember, the Se'es is the Shefa which was supposed to go to Leah, right? Leah Elion, right? She's the one on top. Se'es who, which is in the Mokum of Leah Elyona Kiniska. That's why you're adding the Kel, right? V'chein yitosef sham shem Kel al Adnos, and therefore that is the Inyan V'havin Hetev. Okay, we did that just a bit quicker last time, so I just wanted to repeat that now. Perek Ches Nivai Ata Mama Rabbeinu Zichron Livrocha B'Masechet Avodah Zarah in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We're going to say, talk about a very famous Mama Chazal in Avodah Zarah. No Kesher. Tana de Be'elio, she's Alfa Shani, the 6,000 years of this world, Have Alma. We have this world that's going to go on for 6,000 years, and then V'chad Chorov on the Alfa Shvi, on the 7,000th year, then the world is going to go Chorov. It's going to go Tovrovu, which is the beginning of Kulu Shabbos. It's going to be no more of the Gashmi of the world, but rather the world is going to completely turn into a state of Ruchni. Hine Noda, we've already learned in Shah Malach and Perek Beis, Sha'oilam hu Shisha Kosova Zaza Mechese Shabo Ad Yesod Shabo. We know that it's a famous vault of the Arizal, that the first 6 days of Maisa Bereshis connected the six spheres of Zah from Chesed onwards. That means if we were talking about this millennium, we're in already in the 6,000th millennium, so we're connected to the Yesod. So one of the Bi'ulim that we have to do, you have to know that you're doing it part and parcel of the bigger cloud called Yesod, doing all our Bi'ulim in Yesod. Asha Elehem Shit Al Vishnin the Have Alma, that comprises all the 6,000 years. V'gam inyano hu ki hine zahu b'chinas shema de miloi alofim kenoda. We know that it's famous that Zah is keneged the Shem Ma de Alofim. And what is that? Yud Vav Dalet, Ke Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, and then Ke Aleph. Ube Achorav Yeshtei Nachim Leah V'Rach. We know in the back of him there's Leah V'Rach, Zu Ad Chaza, V'Zu Mechaza V'Lemata, Ad Raglav. We know that Zah, which is Yisod, Mizdavig with Leia, which is on top, and she's also Mizdavig with Rach, which is on the bottom. Kiniska Le'elki. Yesh Bechina Sod, the Marevichaz of Zah, Shebo Mizdavig im Leia. He has a Yisod, which originally was the Yisod, which went up to Tiferes, as we learned beforehand, that still continues the Bechinas of Yisod. So we have Yisod Limala, and then also you have Yisod proper. So Yisod Limala is going to make a Zivug with Leah, and the Yisod Atachton is going to make a Zivug with Rocha. V'in kemuchachu, sheyesh dei shemois dema. Therefore, kum so is that we can split Zah into two parts. From his head until his chaza, kineg yishtei Bechinas Eilin zikorg le'el, v'posuk, hodein Hashem Kitsi. That we learned already from that pasuk already in Perek Aleph, right? That we learned from this pasuk, the Radosh, that that's the way you split Zah. That means from the head of Zah to the Chaza, you can have a Shema, which depicts the higher part of Zah. And then from the Chaza all the way down to his feet, there's another Shema, which describes another aspect of Zah, which is Keneged, another part of his Nukva, which is Rachel. So if you take the two Alephs, the two Ma's, right, in every Ma you find out three Alephs in each Ma, so 2 times 6, 2 times 3 is 6. you're gonna, that's connected to six aleph, which is connected to six alofim of the 6,000 years of this world. Od efshe lefarish, this mama chazal in Abu Zazara, Tani de Be'elio. The way we can explain it is as follows: the 6,000 years refers to something else. Kiza hu ma de alofim ba'achurayim shebo shehem yudvav dalid ke alef vav alef vav yesh ba'em shesh alofim. If you look at the ponim the za, you'll find, like we said, the ma. Ma is always a description of za. But za is a ponim achoraim. So the za, the ponim, the way you spell it is ma kipshutu. Yudav dalet, ke alif, and then vav, alif vav, and then ke alif. So you have three alifs there. That's the ponim. When you look at the achoraim, the za, the ala, this ma is spelled be'achorayim. Then you can spell it long words that we just spelled. There you find six alas. So that's pshat in the Mamar Chazal. Shit alfishmin is referring to the achorayim deza. That's a different pshat. Vodev shan yu pshat. The farsho alilea v'rocha. Really, the pshat of the Tanit Be'elio is referring back to le'e v'rocha. Again, back on the achorayim deza. Kishteyem nikon oilam. Kiniska bezo pashas v'yesef ala posuk. Min oilam ad oilam. V'kol oilam e'eluhu shit alfei. Alfei. Shit alfei. V'inin shenodan. Shenugva hi achorayim nizacha. V'zacho klal ze. V'nimsa kishem ma'am. That means you have two nukvas behind za. Each nukva is representation of the shefa she's receiving from za, which is ma. So achoraim deza, what do we have? Achoraim deza, how do we spell it? How many aleph? We have six there.
Yes.
So we have six in Leah, and then we have six in Rachel.
Okay.
Right. That's pshat in the pasuk ad min oilam, which is the six alafim, the 6,000 years in that oilam, and also there's another six oilam ad ha oilam, which refers to the oilam of which is the representation of Rachel. Also another six.
Yeah, but it's not a new pshat in shit alfin.
No, but it's a new pshat. The Ainu, the shit alfe shenin is not referring to Zabachlav. It's referring to Rachel v'Leah. It's completely different pshat.
What do you mean?
Before we're talking about the panim de za, that's pshat number one. Panim de za has two chalokim.
Yeah.
One lemale, that's ma number one. Ma number two, which is underneath, mechazel lemata. Ma has three aleves. The bottom has three aleves. That's shat number one.
Yeah.
Shat number two, we're not talking about the ponim. We're talking about the achoraim deza. Achoraim deza is spelled with six alofim. Six alofim. Ponim achoraim deza.
That's shat number two. Yeah.
Now, shat number two, we're not talking about the achoraim deza, but we're talking about the Rachel, which has six alofim herself. She's achoraim.
Why does she have six?
Because she's ma, she's achoraim deza, which is ma. And Leah and Rachel, right? They each one have. That's a completely different pshat. That's pshat number three. V'nimza kishem ma hu b'za poshut bli ribua. That's the ponim. V'nukva yi ribua achoraim de ma asher bo shesh alofim. Each one, each nukva has her own shesh alofim. V'nimza ki Leah hi shem ma de achoraim o bo shesh alofim. There's also six over there. Let's go by that. The Omro Chatchu. So all that was pshat in Sheet Alfishinin, they have Alma. Now what about the end of it? Chatchu. What's pshat in that? Pirusho. Ki Hashem Ab the Yudim, Yeshbo Dalit Yudim. We know that there's Ab Sagma Ben. When you're spelling Ab, which is the Gemara 72, that's a Havaya de Yudim. There's four Yudim over there. Which is a reference always to Losid Lovo. The Yudim always is Losid Lovo. Ab, which is reference to Abba. Abba is the influence which is going to be Mashpi on us. Right now, with the Shlita that we have now, all our tefillahs and everything, all the Tikkurim, Baruch Ata Hashem, all the reference to Hashem that we're speaking about is Zah.
So where is
it? Lost Lover coming there? 1 second. Zah. So that's the Shlita, Shit Alfe Shinin, the Have Alma. This is the Oilam Agashmi, which were governed by what's called the Shem of Ma. Okay? That is Zah. Now, Lost Lover Lotid Lavo, there's going to be a completely different set of Bechinas and a new, I don't want to call it a new Hashem because I don't want to sound too radical over here, but a new set of order called Abba, which is always a reference to Lotid Lavo, that's going to be in the 8,000th year. That's going to be in the in Ashpah by the Yudim. That's a reference to Ab, which is the Havai the Yudim.
This Abba was not mentioned before.
No, it's not mentioned because we're not dealing with Abba. We're dealing with Zah. We're dealing with Shit Alfe Shinin the Havai Alma. We're talking about this world. That's a reference of Zah. Okay, let me continue. You understand? Abul Ma Ein Bo Rak Yud Achat Arishoina. How do you spell Ma? The first letter is Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. But there's no Aleph there whatsoever. Keneged Ois Yud Rishona Shebeshem Ma De Alfim She'en B'Milua Od Aleph Kasher Kisha Shalosh Ois Yus Havaya She'Bekol Achaz Yesh Ois Aleph B'Lachem Keneged Ze Omer V'Chad Charuf V'Chein Ein Le'Aleph לאלף השביעי קיום אבל הוא חרוף. רק ספר את זה, רק ספר את זה, כי אין לו על מה שיסמוך בעולם הזה שהוא אחוריים דשמה כנודע שאין בו רק שש אלופים. I mean, Lee Anis, I would have rephrased this in a different way. It's a bit long-winded, but what he's saying is as follows. When when you're taking like for like, for example, you have the Shem Ab. So you have Yud, K, Vav, K. You're spelling it out. So Yud, Vav, Dalit, K, Yud, Vav, Yud, Vav, K, Yud. That's the way you spell it out. Now, can I get that right underneath? Imagine you have the letter, you have the name of Ma, which is Yud, Vav, Dalit. But instead of the Yudim, you're going to have He and an Aleph. You have Vav, Aleph, Vav, He, and then another Aleph. Okay? Instead of the Yudim. So if you compare like for like, the only common denominator that they have between them is the Yud. Yud. So in Ab, you have four Yudim. Theoretically, you should have four Alephs in Ma. If you have four Yudim over there, and the whole difference between the Ab and Ma is the Yud and the Aleph, then you should have four Yudim there and four Aleph, but you only have three Alephs. The first letter of the Havai, which is Yud, is spelled Yud Vav Dalet. Well, there's no Alephs there whatsoever. He's pointing out there's no Alephs in the first letter. That's Chad Charuf. There's no Aleph. That's a reference to Chad Chavuv. That's a reference to Elef Hashvi. Elef Hashvi is going to be. There's going to be no. Let me have to add in some Pirushim over here. Because what is it? What is the reference? What is Yud a reference to? And what is that Aleph a reference to? Yud, as we said, or the ganz name of Abim, which is spelled of Yudim, is reference to Losi Lovo. Okay.
Is this supposed to be mentioned somewhere here?
I'm explaining you.
You're saying a Muslim.
I will tell you. I'll read it again in the words you see. That's what the words are saying. Okay. Now the Aleph is always mentioned for the for Gashmi, Oilam Hazeh. So just follow the thought. So therefore, the Yud Vav Dalet, the first Ois of the Shema doesn't have an Aleph. That's a remes to us that is going to be there's going to be a Chad Charuf. There's going to be a completion of the Oilam Hagashmi. It's going to be replaced by Yud Vav Dalet. That means there's no Aleph. There's only a Yud over there. It's going to be replaced by an Oilam Haruchni, a Oilam Osid Lovo, which is represented by this Yud of Abba. Does it make sense? I'll show you the words, but does that make sense? Okay. Let's see the words again. Omer. Omer Chad Charuf. Pirusho. Ki Hashem Ab, the Yudim, yesh bo al Dalet Yudim. There's four Yudim in the Shem Ab. And we know that's always Ab is a reference to the Osi Lovo. Okay? Which is also a reference to Abba. That's the Erchim, Erke Knuim that tells us that. Aval ma ein bo, ma again is the shlita for Zah, which is the shlita for this world. Ein bo rak yud vav dalet achad rishona, that's the first ois. וכנגד אויס יוד ראשונה שבשם מד אלופים שאין במילוי אויס א' כשעה שלושה אויסיות הווי שבכל אחת יש אויס א', right? K-Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, K-Aleph. All the other three letters of the Havaya have an Aleph, but the first one doesn't. It's Choseh. It's Choruv. Lachen kenegid ze omo chad choruv. That's a reference to chad choruv. Lachen ein le'elef ha-shvi kiyum, which is referring again to the first letter of this Havaya. There's no kiyum, kiyum gashme da'ainu. Aval hu choruv ki ein lo al ma shiyismoch ba'olam hazeh, because it's a yud. That's losi lovo. Has no kiyum b'chlal. That's the elef ha-shvi. Shu achorayim d'shema, because we're talking about achorayim shema, which again, which is the shlita. This is the third pshat. It's the shlita of Rachel v'Leia, the of all the aleph's over there, the six aleph's per name. She'em borag shesh alofim. So right here. Now zo levai inen shtei pamim ma shiyesh b'shtei b'chino za. As we mentioned in the first pshat, there's two ma's in za. Two ma's in za. Shema rishon mitchalei kach. Shlosh oisios yud kevav. Right? Again, ma is a representation yud kevav ke. So the first three letters is a representation of chokma bin of dashibo. And the ois heachreine b'shlish elyon the tiferes the adachazim. Remember, there's two ma's. One from the head of the chazir, that's representing the yud kevavke, which is a representation of the chokma bina, and the das, which also includes ada tiferes. Also, you have to say it also includes chesin gvur. That's part of the upper body. That's the ma elyon. Umechaz velemata shorot migulim hem bechinas acheres. V'lachen yesh bo ma sheinin keseder ze yaku. Okay, that is a reference to the bottom part, which covers the Netzach Hod Yisod. That's the other Zah. He's just placing where the Zah, where the Ma's are. Here, Kasher Tichah b'Shtei Pamim.
Who is the Chagat?
Sorry.
Who
the Chagat is by the Shishiri? Shishiri, yeah. Okay, now, v'hine, k'ashet t'chav b'shtei pa'amim, ma, right, 45 times 2, has how much?
90.
Asher b'za yir b'gematria 90, tzadi. Now, we know that tzadi is a very important letter for us. V'hu b'chine tzadi de tzelem de za. We know what comes into za, what's called the tzelem, we learned. V'spashet b'chlolu kol patzuz ze ampi b'pnimius. The tzadi, which is representative of the nine, the im, which is coming into zah, is split into the nine spheres, and nine, each sphere is 10. So it's 9 times 10, that's the tzadi. That's the 90 spheres which are coming into zah. Kimosh is ba'a b'zat Hashem b'tur shatzer. O b'zit tavim in a posuk sh'ne'ema b'yakov anochi ish chalak.
What is b'tur shatzer? What is this?
B'tur shatzer.
Before or after?
It's after.
Shamuch and tzelem p'raf.
Okay, now the Pasuk says Va'anochi ish chalak, that Yaakov said, how can I cheat my father and Binkum Ezav? I'm chalak, he's full of hair. So he listened to this dosha here. Rotzaloma shnichlak l'shnei chalakim shema. You hear that? Chalak al tikre chalak ela nichlak kilo. Echad ad chazer ve'echad mechazer v'lemata. Asher behem ma'achorav shtei nukvim lea v'rochav. Okay, that's the pshat chalak. Gam zeh shenema b'moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom v'zois v'brocha. Asher birech Moshe ish Elokim. State in the posuk that Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to ish Elokim, which is a steel in terms. Ish is a odom gashmi, Elokim is an odom. Well, it's the patsuf ruchni. So which one is he? Is it ish or is it Elokim? Amu Rabbeinu zichronam livocha, which is a mezuzah Rabbah in Devarim, and he says as follows. Merza v'lemata Moshe Rabbeinu, his bottom part of him is Ish, is considered Ish. Merzav ulemala Elokim. He's considered to be Elokim. Pirushku Elokim zehu besod bina. Kenoda. We know that Elokim is dinim. That's the yisod of bina. That's also we know that etchaim shatet vav. Shigam hi nikra Elokim. Bina is a reference to Elokim. Now we know, excuse me, that Bina comes into Zah. Remember, Zah is referenced to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have Bina, which is Dinim, or Elokim, which is coming into Zah. Which part of Bina is coming in? Netzahod Sheba Nispashim Nislabish Betov Zah. V'yisod Sheba Neged Adachal Dekenoda. ולכן מחצב ולמעלה excuse me של הזה אשר כנגדו יצתה ליה מבחינת אמא נקרא זה אלוקים גם כן. So אמא stops over here right to the chazer. That's אמא, which is אלוקים, coming out and making a בחינה, which is coming out from זה, which is the בחינה of ליה. So you have an אלוקים top part of זה. ומחצב ולמטה יצתה רוחל הנקרא אשס Isha, she's the Isha of Zah. Nikra Shahu, Nikra Hu Ish. Rochel is considered to be Ish. Why? Besod Zois Yikore Isha Mi Ish Lakha Zois. Ish was made because of Ish. She can be called Ish. Hanidosh Berochel. So there's an Ish Le'ela, Ish Le'mata. Ish Le'ela is a reference to the Bechin of Elohim. And then you have Ish Le'mata, is a reference to the Ish, which is a reference to Rachel. V'ini Moshe Rabbeinu lo b'shom b'chinas za kenoda. V'shitu shtei b'chinas nikra Ish Elokim v'yahavin zeh. That's what referred to the Medrash. When the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu is Ish Elokim, is referring to these two b'chinas of him, is Leah, which is Elokim, which is Bina, and the other chelik of Zah, which is a reference to Rachel, which is Ish Pshuto. Okay, let's continue. Shah Orod Zun.
Just to go back a little bit, where does one find the Makor for Shem Abba has anything to do with Otto Lover? Where does that learn from?
Well,
I mean, where's the yisod for
The yisod is poshut. The yisod is very poshut, and he says it in maybe a million different places. But if you want an actual makor,
it wasn't over here. That's all.
Quoting chapter and verse, I have to bring you chapter and verse. But it's poshut zah. It's the poshut zah. Zah is in Haggis Olam Hazeh. Okay, he says that again, maybe 2 million different places. Okay. The part which is above, we have no connection with. That's Abba. No connection with. Later on, when we finish all the tikkunim with Zah, we're going to move up with Zah into the parts of Abba. Into the realm of Abba. When is that? That's in Lot's Lover. Gaon Mevilna says, why do we call them Abba Vima? Why do we call them names? Ze'avim's a name, Roch is a name, Leah, there. We have a. We're dealing with something because they're so above us. It's a din lost lover. We have no, like your Abba v'Ima, we have no connection. We have so much respect for them. So we have no connection. We don't even know the names. We call them generally Abba v'Ima. But when we get to the next world, we're going to know their names. We're going to know their proper names. Not going to be called Abba v'Ima anymore. They'll have names. Which
can we guess the names?
What?
Can we guess the names?
Sure, you can guess. I don't know if you're going to
do it. I was more worried. No, what place is over here in page 25?
Yeah, okay, I told you about
it. It was put in without.
Yeah, it's obvious. We've seen it. Okay, Sha'odzun. Now, this is very interesting. We're going to learn something completely new over here. Okay, nothing with nothing. We finished another parak of Rachel Velea. Here we go. We spoke about so far over the past few weeks about Yisrael, which is our. Rachel, we spoke about Yaakov, we spoke about Leah, we spoke all about these parts of him. Nisbar od inyanim. We're going to speak about another 10 different aspects which comes out from the Or of Zah. Listen to this. V'gam ha'od rabod acherot ha'yotz mizah v'lochutz v'hem b'chinas. This is number one. Shtei mitzvos. We're going to talk about the two beds. Mat Elokim and Mat Moshe. Number two, Dor Midbar.
Sorry.
The matter, the matter Elokim, the stick, the staff of Elokim, and the matter Moshe. Those are the two staffs. Dor Midbar, that is number two. Number three, Inyan Yaakov and Esav. Number four, Inyan.
Matter
Elokim, matter Moshe is number one.
That's together.
Yes. Dor Midbar, number two. Inyan Yaakov and Esav, number three. Inyan Erev Rav, she's out of the Dor Midbar. The Erev Rav, number four. Inyan Shlosha Matonas, which are the bear, the man, and the enania covers, number five. Inyan Amiraglim, the call of the Yeshua, is number six. Inyan Haneir Shlosha Nekudim Niskom, B'Sefer Zohar Parshat Tetzaveh, these three Nekudis which are mentioned in the Zohar, which are Yeshuva, Bechava, Vegan Edim Aris, that's number seven. Okay. Yishuv is the Yeshuva Aretz, and Midbar is the Midbar, that's the Chova, and the Gan Eidem Aretz will explain, that's number 7. Number 8 is Ephraim ben Yosef, we're going to speak about him. The Inan Pa'or is number 9, and finally Inan Sela,
which one?
The Sela, we'll see, is number 10. Hine, Kavan is by Etzleinu, Inan Shtei Bechines Mochim Shiesh Leza Me'abav Ima. We know that inside the Abba of Ima, you have Ima, and inside of Ima, you have Abba. So Abba, so Zah receives from these two forces, two parts of him, Abba of Ima. Nitlavish betoch nai the Abba, toch nai the Ima. Nai the Abba, nitlavish betoch nai the Ima, and nai the Ima betoch Zah. Right? You have Zah, then the nai the Ima inside of him, and then you have nai the Abba inside of that. Three different cylinders, one inside the other. Gam is by Slainu, ki yesod the Ima nishlam bechazet the Zah. We know that Ima starts by the Chazer. Lachen ad sham hayu mechusim mokim the Abba toch netzachot yisod the Ima. Abba is hidden inside the Nai the Ima. Umechaz velemata umigal yisod the Abba. Because Ima stops by the Chazer, but we know the yisod the Abba is longer. And we saw this by the Dush of the Purim. He protrudes Ima's yisod. It goes all the way down to yisod of Zah mamish to the end. That comes out from Zah, two Patsufim. Kim Yisod the Ima Ratzulama Mechaz Velimata Nidgalu Oroteya Meoroteya Yatzu Rochel Meachre Shu Mokum Ze. So from the Mokum Giloy where the Chaz of the Ima stops, there comes the Chasadim and the Gvuros comes out from there and creates, go to the back of Zah, creates the Rochel as we know. Minafanenu Yotza Patsuv, and also creates a layer which is on top. Now those are the two Patsuv which are created from the Yisod the Ima. Now Umilefanav, in front of Zah, Yotzu Patsuv Yaakov, the Gam can be Shu Mokum Azevar, Munchaza Militata. That's where Yaakov is, in front of Zah, by his Tibo downwards. Elashum Yisod the Abba Nidgale Ad Chazavilimata, from the Chazavilimata. What did I say? No, sorry, I said Tibo, from the Chazavilimata. Omistayem Ad Shu Pi the Chazav Shav Vishav. And that's going to be, that means it's going back from the Yisod the Abba. Yisod the Abba is Mistayem Mamish by the Yisod of Zah, Shav Vishav. Okay? אבל שני שינויים יש שינוי אחד ביניהם. There is a chiluk between the Patsuf of Rachel, which is created by the Yesod Ima, and the Patsuf of Yaakov, which is created by the Yesod of Zah. והוא, כי רחל היא דבוקה עם זה אח באח ממש בקוצר אחד בשניה. She stuck back to back with him. אש יצור נסיר להפחיד ולהחזיר פונים בפונים. אבל יעקב אף על פי שעומד בפני זה מחצה ולמט. He's also in the same position but in front, but אינו דובר כמו ממש. He's further away from זה in front. ויש אבי פונו ביניהם כמו שזבאי למקמן. But there's a space, there's זה and there's יעקב here, spaced away. ותם הדובר בקיצור. Why is that? Why is it completely different? ולפי שרוכל נוקבה דזה איקוריס. She is like the Eshet Zah. She's stuck to him. Ine he at Spakalaria the Lonar Megame Klum Mekinoda. She doesn't have anything of herself whatsoever. She's completely 1000% dependent on Zah. The Eno need Kenneth Rakalidei Zah Bala. Her development is only an Achbarak dependent on Zah. The Luli Shemitzchilosa haita etzemet sama of basa v'besora v'tachlis adivuk v'kisha niska la ya choshesh achkach l'takan l'arig la kol tzorich la. If it wasn't for the fact that a Rachel was stuck to Zah, he wouldn't even care for her. He wouldn't bechlal give her any chasadim gevuros at all. But now she is stuck to him, he takes care of her. Aval v'Yaakov lo hutzorich inyan zin. Yaakov is independent. He doesn't need Zah, and Zah doesn't need him. The loshayach be high timer.
This is starting to the moshul. Yeah? Yaakov had two wives. We love both, etc.
Well, we're going to. Yeah, one second.
No, I mean,
we're going to. Right now, we're talking about Yisrael. Talk about. Right now, we're talking about Zah and Yaakov, the relationship between Zah and Yaakov, and the relationship between Zah and Rachel so far. Veshol biyo inyan huzim, inyan zehu. Now Abba, again, we know that Abba comes all the way down to the Yisod of Zah and is Meir outside of him and creates the part of Yaakov. The Pasuk is Vayakem Edus B'Yaakov. He saw the Abba Shebetov Das Zah Hanika Edus. Hinehu Yaakov Ein Sham. We know that the Yisod of We know that Abba is coming in. Not only the Yisod of Abba, we know that Netzach is coming down, the Chacham de Zah. We know that Hod is coming down, the Baga de Zah. The Yisod is carrying what? The Yisod is carrying the Morchim of Das de Zah, which is going to be allocated to Zah. Now, what's happening is that this Shef of Das is called Edus. That's what he says. Asher b'tocha had Das de Zah hanika Edus. Hinehu li Yaakov. That's what the Pesuk says, Yakem, that it could be established Edus Yaakov, that the Das Zah is going to be provided by the Yisod the Abba. Alma, Mashe Meir v'Zah hu derech Avor be'Alma. But it goes via the Yisod the Abba, via the Yisod the Zah, and it's going to travel all the way down to what's called the path of Yaakov. Lachen ein tzor le Yaakov li dabek im Zah bekoysel o mechitza achas bilvad ben shneyem ele merochok. Because it's coming from such a powerful force called the Yisod the Abba, it doesn't have to be stuck, because really it's not Zah being nurturing this part of Yaakov. Therefore, it doesn't have to be dovuk like Rachel; she's completely dependent on them. That's what the pasuk says. Shenema akosu v'nyumia merachok Hashem nirali ubiu v'sefer zov v'kama mekom es ki merachok the name Rachok who chokma. So he says the Zohar says Rachok is a reference to Patsuf of Chokma, which is really Patsuf of Abba. Kiniske Pashas Baaloischal, the Pashas Shemois al Apostle, Vatitatsov Achoisim Arachok. That means Miriam was standing by when she put Moshe Rabbeinu in the little crib down the water. She stood there, Merachok. Kikola Oris Abba, who Merachok, Velumakov. That's the way Abba is Mashpia, he's so strong. Can't be dovuk to Abba, but rather the hashpa has to be merochok. Merochok. Omnam ha'ora se'ima hem liza v'roch b'yachad. But when it comes to the ha'ora, what are the ha'ora? The chasadim gvuros, which are coming from ima, the mashpia teza v'roch b'yachad means the chug which is coming up from ima is coming mamash b'yachad. Chassadim and Gvuos. Chassadim are going to be allocated to Zah, and the Gvuos are going to be allocated to Rachel. Ki Chassadim not nam le Zah. Excuse me, but Gvuos le Nukva. Again, he's proving the point why Rachel and Zah had to be stuck together. Masha Enkin, the difference between Yaakov and Zah don't have to be stuck together. He's explained the difference over here. Veshneim Yisod Ima Dvukim Yachad. The fact that the Chassadim and Gvuos, which create, which nurture Zah and Rachel come together, that's why the Patsufim are stuck together. Another pshat is the reason why they're stuck together, because what makes the back the back, which is the achran, that's the koach gvur. So the gvur which is coming out from Nemo really is creating be'etzim, half a back for Zion, half a back for Rochem. And since it's one back be'etzim, that's why they're stuck together back to back. That's a different shot. But be'ez and nesira, one, when it's time for the nesira between Zah and Rochel, להחזיר מפונים בפונים ויחציב ויסגור בוסר תחתנו וביור ועידר רב ודף קוף מהם בייס עמוד בייס and it says as follows באטרה שקיע רחמי וחסד. I mean, in this place where there's going to be a collection a connection between the רחמי וחסד mean פירושו נעשה כויסה שלו מחסדים כויסה שלם לעצמו Vigamla koisa shalem laatzma meagvuros. So again, they're sharing one back, as if to say, so it's one. Let's say it's 1 inch. He takes half an inch for himself of the gvuros, and she's going to take half an inch for herself for her back from the gvuros. Then the nesiras pshat, a new shepherd's coming in, which is going to be mashing their two backs together, which is called the chasadim for him and the gvuros for her, and that's going to be allow to facilitate the process of nesira. Venitna leha, kemoshin mevua besod besod hashofar. We learned in Shah Kavonis, in I think it's Rosh Ches, speaks about the sod of shofar. What it does, that doesn't see over there. The exact same thing is happening over there. Mevua tzvim besod because over the Rosh Hashanah ayin sham. Obezeh navo el kavonseinu beiru beinyan shah orot hayotz miza kenisker leel. Now we're going to come to the point of this parak. Of what's happening away to create new patsufim. Shehine leyos yisod abba hamotzis Yaakov who berichuk mezaz. We said Yaakov is standing far away from Zam. Zemize v'imkem muchachush beemtsa shneim ba'oisa avir v'chalash shel b'neihem yair sham hara kolshu. Remember, there's a space there, but obviously the shepherd doesn't skip. It's going to go from Zah, from Yisod the Abba, into Yisod of Zah, go into this empty space, and then travel all the way down to Yaakov. But what's going to happen in that space? Something's going to be created there. V'achgar Yair v'Yaakov ika ha'roa ha'mitis. Ki ha'roa v'tseisa mezah mucha shu to take a v'tseisa me'ira sham samuch lezah mamash. There's going to be some type of ha'ora in that space. ואפילו אם אחיקר תדרחק את העיר ביעקב לא מפני זה תתבטל אויס הארום הראשונה. Doesn't mean that space is empty. No.
It disagrees with the wireless technology.
What?
It disagrees with the wireless technology.
No. Everything has waves. Everything travels. You can't just skip to some place. Everything has to travel.
Yeah, but there's no information in between.
Of course there is.
When I speak on the phone from you to me, yes.
Of course. I can right now take on an object now. Right, and tap into the waves here and take out information. This is the Wi-Fi is over here, all the internet's right
here. Yeah, but no information in the air.
Of course there is.
No.
Of course. What do you think I'm tapping into?
Waves.
Waves is air, no?
No, waves are information.
Waves is information, of course. Waves are carrying the waves are carrying the information, of course. It came more harsh. Yes, begin as our achz matzpeket, matzpeket ben penei zah la'achraim de'aba de Yaakov. So there's going to be zah space, and then you're going to find Yaakov. Now, what is this space? Obizit tavim tam acher, lama shekasav nele'er, lama me'aorat ima yotzer shtei nashim le'ev rachel. It's not fair. When you come to Yisod Ima, from the Yisod Ima creates what? Two parts of him, Leah v'Rachel. From the Yisod Abba, only Yaakov. Well, that's what's Pshat now. Why doesn't Yisod Abba also create two parts of him? Here it says he does create two parts of him. V'zu tamachesh hu amit v'ikri. He also creates two parts of him. Kemo she'od ima hotziu shnayim der achor ezah, ele shesham ve'achor yotze ach milimala al chazeh ve'achad lemata. That's Leah and achad lemata mizah bechazeh. That's Rachel. But kam b'shneim yotzu der mata ve'achazeh. But by zah being mashpir onwards under his chazeh. הטעם הוא כמו שבאנו לאר שאין רוי שיהיו פני זעם וחוסים בלתי מהיר. It's not you can ask the question of why isn't there a positive on top of him? Because we know that Ari is mashpi on the ponim de Zam, which is mashpi on us. Therefore, pasnish, there should be any covering on the face of Zam. Because that would be my door. We don't want the dechsiv, but all pene melech chayim ein sham. That's the reason why the ponim, you have two on the lower shelf. Masha enkin, in the achrai, you have one on top. Gam litam ach shenizkar le'er liyos oris abe mechaz velemata stumin b'shnei ksuyim lo hotzir sham shum b'chines orot klal ele lemata mechaz shenifsak yisod ima ve'en lama rak mas achechad levado shu yisod abe v'asma. Because if you look at mechaz of zar, you have ima and then inside you have abe, so you have two kisurim, the kisur of yisod abe and the kisur yisod of ima. That's why nothing comes out in front of zar. That's why that place is empty. Mashenkin, when you saw the lima stops and you saw the abba continues, then there's only one masach that's able to create the two patsufim. The abba pishadaim yeshkam masach echad. Even though there's still one masach of abba, im kozeh yeshlem kok leos yishtam shtei patsufim biyachad. You could still come out with two patsufim. That's really a kashrut, because we know limala by ima, there's also one masach that only creates one patsuf, which is leah. The rachel is nishkan rai, because that's when the chasadim are megulim. So the kash is forget now. Why is ima with her one masach creates one pasuf, and abba's masach is also one masach creates two pasufim?
Where's these kisuyim come from?
Hmm?
What are these kisuyim?
The kisuyim. That's the yisod abba. The yisod abba is a kisuy. You have shefa inside the yisod. The actual yisod is considered to be a kisuy. So you have the kisur yisod the ima, and the kisur yisod of abba. So the answer is lefisha gam o the ima amigulim kam bli shum masach sayeyo is over the abba v'notnim ba koach lohosi shnei pasuf yachad kam limata. So what's happening here? Because again, look, you have the chazad zah over here, and that's where the ima stops. The giloy of the chug, which are coming out, is mesayeya the yisod the abba. So yisod the abba is creating two patsufim. Why? Not on shum atzmo of the yisod the abba, but also because of the siyua that he's getting from ima as well. Masha enken, that's not going to be received limala when you're creating leah. But oh, the ima b'yosir lemal mechaza shegam hem lo haya lahem rak masach echad levad lo yochla lehotzi shtei pasuf shem lemala sham lemala rak et le levada. V'tam lifi she'ein sham orot acherim megulim legamre she'iru bahem kemo sheyesh lemat va'orot ima megulim legamre mesifim koach ha'or de'ab lehotzi shtei pasuf b'mokom echad lemata. You see the difference? Because over there you have the kisui, the two kisui. That's why you can only create one part of Ashenkin and Lemat. You only have one kisui, plus the siyua of ima that will do it. Let's do a few more lines. Now vini za zoisa ava. Now what is it at the end? We're talking about this two parts of. What is the two parts of? We know Yaakov is one. What's the other one? Vini zoisa ava shamalnu shemafseket ben penei za el achore Yaakov, hine bechinas Leah eshes Yaakov. Oh, panim chadosh bar mikam. This new part of it is called Leah Shnia. Ki kamosh yesh Leah achas me'achore zah, which is on top of the back of the das zah, kach yesh Leah achez ve'achore zah Yaakov. O bechinas Leah zoizu yotsu do hamidava shi yotsu me'mitzrayim. The generation.
Where is the first Leah? Be'achore?
Right here. Behind zah.
Leah.
Now this Leah Shnia, she's responsible for all the neshamas that came out from the door of Midbar as they're traveling through the Midbar to the Har Sinai. All that generation, the 20 over, came out from this patsuf, specific patsuf called Leah Shnia. V'kedeshelo, one second, let me just finish up. K'deshelo nichlav b'dvoreinu ben Leah leLeah. Now it's getting confusing which Leah you're speaking about. So he says it as follows: Nichne leLeah zois Shnia. This new Leah that we're talking about, we're going to call Shvach or Yaakov, we're calling it Dor Midbar. We're going to call it the Dor Midbar. Lesiba, and the Yitzchayim, Aniskalev. Right? That we just play, because all the Neshamas of the Dor Midbar comes out. So we're going to nickname her Leah Shnia, or she Eshed Yaakov, we can also call her, as Dor Midbar. Or we call Mokom Sheniska, Shenaske Kan Dor Midbar, who in a Leah Zoes Shnia. Where, how she's standing? She's standing like this. Let's set it up for you. We're going to start from that. Leah is facing Leah Elyon, they call her. She's facing the back of Zah. Okay, she's like this. Zah's face is here. You have Leah over here.
Who's Leah?
Leah Rishon.
Leah Rishon. Leah Elyon. In the back of the Das. That's Leah Rishon.
That's no Shach as a father.
No. Now, she's on the back. This is Zah. This is his face. You have Leah Shnia here, facing this way. And then you have Yaakov over here, facing that way. Is that clear? Each one is facing this way. It's very simple. Leah is facing this way. Yeah, Leah's Rachel is back to back. So Leah over here, Zah over here, Leah Shnia over here, and then Dormid, and then you have Yaakov over here. That's what he's about to say. Omnam dom mi bazeh v'achore neged p'nei Zah, p'nei neged achore Yaakov, ki kemo shenizbaya le'er sh'leya p'nei neged achore Zah, ken dom mi bazeh p'nei neged achore Yaakov. So before we start, I just want to show you a picture. This is what it looks at the end of the day. All the paltufim together. Can you see that over here? Let me just define what we have over here. We have Yesod Abba. We have the Yesod Ima in green in the background. So Yesod Abba goes longer than Yesod Ima. Remember? Because his Yesod is longer. Right? Yesod Nukva of Zohar is longer than Yesod of Nukva. Around here is Zah, all the pink. So you have Abba in Ima, and then in the pink, which is Zah. From Yesod Zah is going to create these two parts of him. Yesod Abba is going to go out into Yesod Zah, create what's called the Dor Midbar, which is Leah Shnia or Eshes Yaakov or Leah. Okay? Those three names. Dor Midbar, Leah Shnia, or Eshes Yaakov. And here's Yaakov. They're all facing that way. This Yesod Im over here, she's going to create two parts of it. One which is called Leah, which is by the Das Dizah. And also, the Shefa, this is, the arrow is actually not correct. What's going to happen is that the Shefa is going to come out from over here. And imagine the Chasodim Gur is coming in and going over here. That's where it really is supposed to be drawn. It's going to create this part of Aracha. So Yesod Im is creating these two parts of it. And Yesod Abba is creating these two parts of it. So you're going to have four parts of it. Leah v'Rachel, and then and Leah Shnia and Yaakov. That's what we just learned today. So Shem, next time we're learning about how this has to do with tefillin. Okay.